Well, as I mentioned, our text is Matthew chapter 6, verse 11, the fourth petition itself, which will be our focus this afternoon. Dear congregation of our Lord Jesus Christ, having focused on the first three requests of the Lord's Prayer, we now come to the last three. And we made it clear that there is a difference between these two kinds of petitions in the Lord's Prayer. The first three petitions have to do with our relationship to God. But when we come to these next three petitions, we see that they have to do with our needs before the face of the Lord. As well, when turning to the fourth petition, we see something that may surprise us. This part of the prayer has to do with bread. And that might be somewhat unexpected. We might think that the Lord would want to teach us to come to Him, first of all, with our spiritual needs, asking that He would forgive us of our sins and keep us from sin. But He teaches us a certain order here, focusing on our bodily needs, first of all. Why is that? Well, it's because God wants to teach us that all of life is under His rule. There's no such thing as sacred and secular. All things are under His domain, under His rule. All of life belongs to Him and must be subject to Him. It's also because we should never presume that the Lord is going to put food on our tables. We need to pray and ask God for His daily blessing. And therefore, we're taught to ask the Lord for His daily provisions and trust in Him. Well, there are three points that we want to see in this confession before God in the fourth petition this afternoon. First of all, when we pray this prayer, we're confessing that we see our need. What do we need? Well, we need bread. We need it in order to live and work for Him. That's why Jesus commanded us to recognize and acknowledge when we pray this petition, give us this day our daily bread. He wanted us to admit that our need for daily sustenance and strength can only be found in Him. Now, the word bread, of course, doesn't refer to just the loaf or a shopping cart full of groceries. There's a much wider range. Listen again to the way that the Heidelberg Catechism explains it. It says, that is, be pleased to provide for all our bodily needs. So for all of our bodily needs, we're praying for. We're not only thinking of food, we're asking for everything necessary for the preservation of life. We're asking for whatever helps us to live. There are other things that we need than food. As God's Word does say, we should be content with food and clothing, the very basics of life. Now, we might ask ourselves, we don't suffer in any way. In fact, we live in so much luxury. Think of the McDonald's at the end of the day, how they end up throwing out their Big Macs, leftover Big Macs, into the garbage. Food gets wasted. Farmers in Canada may worry sometimes about their crops and about the weather, but because of technology, we don't seriously worry about what a drought might do to our food supply. There's always food in the grocery stores in the wintertime. All we have to do is take an hour through a store, and our carts are full. And so why should we see our need of these things when we have plenty in our refrigerators and our closets are full of clothing? Well, if that's how we feel, then we're missing the point of this request. It actually should thrill us that we have our Heavenly Father, the one who is in control of the heavens, of the universe, of all the planets in the universe, that He wants us to ask for our daily bread from Him. That same holy and great God actually, we should be even more thankful to Him because He has given us more than is necessary for our lives. And yet how common it is for us to take all this for granted or to expect everything. For example, demanding that the government owes us all a living or that the government should supply us with medicine. So often we even confuse our needs with our wants. Our wants become needs. But we need to pray for our basic needs. The third petition reminds us of the manna that God provided for His people when they were in the wilderness. Children, you remember that those stories from the Old Testament when God gave bread each day to His people. Each day they would wake up in the morning and there would be this bread out on the ground that they would take with them. If they took too much of it, it would end up being rotten or would get worms the next day. And that lasted for 40 years until the day that God's people came to the borders of Canaan. The important lesson in that is that God provided for His people and they were to depend upon Him each day. And we also find the same thing a little later on with Elijah in the wilderness. As Elijah was with that widow in the town of Zarephath during the famine, this woman and her child were just about to die. But Elijah asked for bread and drink when the woman was just about to make her last meal. But God provided in a miraculous way as that jar of flour never went empty and that jug of oil was never used up because the Lord was providing for him each day. Each day there was enough for their daily needs. God's promise of keeping enough food for them was a promise that they believed and lived by. How about us? Do we trust in God alone to provide for our needs? Think of all the blessings that God has given us, like the houses that we live in, the work that God has given us, the favorable weather to work in. We live in still somewhat of a peaceful land. All these things are from His gracious hand. Even some of the smaller things that we so often take for granted, like running water, electricity, and heat. These are His good and perfect gifts. And it shows us how much He cares for us, how much He loves us. He gives us more than the necessities of life as He blesses us beyond what we need. We don't see our need for bodily provisions from the owner and possessor of the heavens and the earth, then we really miss the point of this prayer to Him. We need bread, and He gives it to us, even though we don't deserve it. And that's something that should excite us, to think that He supplies us for all of our physical needs. What a wonderful provider we have. However, secondly, when we make this request, we acknowledge our source. And this should be capitalized. We acknowledge our source. Notice that we say, give us our daily bread. It's our bread. We're given it not because we deserve it. It's not ours by right. It's not ours as if God somehow owes it to us. The Lord gives it to us. He makes it our possession. The question is, why does He provide it and make us call it our own? Well, so that we will acknowledge that He is the source, that He is the provider. He gives all that we need. This petition then undoubtedly is a confession of dependence. What we're saying is, Lord, I realize that You are the source of my life. You give me food, clothing, and shelter. You give me everything that I need. And I'm truly thankful for this. And again, we might not be crying out of starvation. Certainly, we are not doing that. We may not have to say, and hopefully we'll never have to say, oh God, I'm in great need. I don't have enough food in my cupboard to provide for my children a meal. Thankfully, we don't have to say that, and hopefully we won't have to ever say that to Him. But what we certainly can say to Him right now is, everything that I have is from Your gracious hand. All that I have, all that I share with my family and friends, it's not my own. It's a gift. And I'm truly thankful for it. Lord's Day 50 says that we may acknowledge You to be the only fountain of all good, and that without Your blessing, neither our care and labor nor our gifts can profit us. That's why Jesus wanted us to pray these words. Because we have a tendency, like the world does, of being sort of self-sufficient, or thinking that, you know, it's us who really are the ones who get by. So we think of the world and the way that they live each day for themselves, hoarding up their own riches for themselves. They save it up for themselves. They spend it on themselves, and they take pride in themselves, forgetting that everything that they really have is from the Lord. But that's the attitude that the Lord will correct if that is in us. He doesn't want us to think like that. He wants us to ask Him, because He is always a loving Father to those who belong to Him. We need only to ask, to hold out our hands to Him and prayerfully say, give. Time and again, we're reminded of that truth, the Savior's words, that our Father is a good and gracious God. As we read earlier from Matthew chapter 6, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows what you need, and that He need all these things. God's Word shows us how generous the Lord really is to us. And that really is something that should put us to shame. We're so possessive. As we buy and hold things for ourselves, we don't easily let go of anything valuable. But God is not like that. He's the Lord. He's the great giver of life. And He gives us what we need. When is the last time that you've ever prayed to the Lord, Lord, I am so thankful for what You have given me. I have food, I have clean water, clothing, a place to rest my head. Are you really thankful for that? Children, when you pray a prayer at the supper table, when you're sitting next to your mom and dad and you pray, Lord, thank You for this food, in Jesus' name, amen. Do you really mean that? Do you really see that God is the one who has given you all things? God cares about the little things in life. He's very involved in all aspects of life. He knows when a sparrow lights on a branch, and He gives what it needs. Jesus says, as we read earlier from Matthew chapter 6, consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet your Father gives them all that they need. It's actually amazing to think what He gives us, congregation. He's not a God of disorder. He's not simplistic. He didn't create one type of vegetable to eat and one type of animal to eat. He's concerned about harmony and beauty. As He created colors and tastes and flavors, He made variety of everything. He set up ecosystems. He made environments where plants and animals can grow. He brings seasons into being so that plants can grow at certain times of the year. He put minerals in the soil so that when those plants grow, they have enough food and energy to be able to prosper as they do. He brings rain in order for our vegetables in the garden to grow. It's from animals that we get our clothing and our meat. All this goes to show how much we count on the Lord. All things are from Him. We depend upon Him, what He gives to us from day to day. And it shows how little we appreciate this. And we don't recognize this. And when we don't affirm that He daily does care for us. Let's remember that it is the Lord who gives us the power to make a living. He gives us that ability to pick up a shovel and dig a hole in the ground. He gives us the strength in our backs in order to carry our little ones during the day. He alone is the one who gives us the ability to think and to act in order to manage our business. And so the only appropriate response from us is to depend upon Him from day to day, to wait upon Him. So let us be content with what He gives us and with a daily confidence in Him, as He has blessed us with many things, and He deserves our thanks and praise for everything that we have. And so we acknowledge our source. But thirdly and lastly, we make our request. Notice what we see there, that in the prayer, the petition, we have that little word, give. Give us this day our daily bread. We're asking that He will supply all that we need for the day, even the small things. We're asking that He care for us physically, for all things needful for our bodies. That's why Jesus gave us the fourth petition, along with the fifth petition and the sixth petition. It gives us that proper balance in this prayer. He wants us to be concerned about our bodies and our souls. And as we confess in Lord's Day 1, that's exactly what we're saying. We confess that I, with not just soul, not just with our spiritual self, but body, both soul and body, both in life and in death, am not my own, but belong to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. The point of this prayer is that those who pray it with sincerity, when the saints pray this prayer, they are always cared for. The saints might not have everything that they need in abundance, as others might have, but they will always have what they need. And so what should our attitude be? Again, we think of the words that we read from in Proverbs chapter 30, that prayer of Agar, who prayed, "Lord, please don't give me too much that I deny You. And that I, you know, put my trust in myself. And don't give me too little so that I steal and curse You and blaspheme Your name. Please give me exactly what should be allotted to me so that I might be content with what I get, with what I'm given by You. And please help me not to be so concerned about my physical needs that I forget You. Because having too much can lead to pride. But having too little can cause us to renounce what this part of the Lord's Prayer is teaching. And therefore, we have to ask the Lord to help us to pray this prayer, this wisdom of Agar. That's exactly what Jesus meant by commanding us to ask that the Lord give us our daily bread. It's a daily provision. He wants us to be content with what we basically need. Now, that of course doesn't mean that we're idle. God's Word says that when you don't work, you don't eat. Rather, He supplies our needs through our own efforts. He gives bread for our labor when we're willing to work. What about those who are persecuted? What about the saints that we read about, for example, in Hebrews 11, some who were mocked and scourged, some who were forsaken and thrown in prison, some who were sawn in two and had to wander the countryside in sheepskin, and hide in caves and dens? Did the Lord hear that? Hear their prayer? Did they have a response from the Lord when they prayed for their daily bread? Doesn't that contradict what we have been saying about this prayer? No, it doesn't. What about when we suffer serious illness and we grow weaker and weaker? What about when our health begins to fail? Doesn't that go against what we're asking for in this prayer? Again, it does not. It can't, because the Lord cannot neglect His own. We have everything that we need from Him. He promises to give us all that is necessary for this present life until we're brought into the next life. He supplies us with our needs until it's time for us to pass on from this world. He may choose to take us home at any time by taking away some of the basic needs of this life. But that's all part of His great plan for us. And when this happens, when this takes place, when we're taken from this world, we're not going to be worried about our daily bread anymore. When we enter into His eternal presence, we don't have to pray this prayer anymore, because we won't need to. We will no longer be in need, as we will see God face to face. And so, congregation, when you pray, give us this day our daily bread, we're saying that we trust in the Lord. We acknowledge that we belong to Him, both bodily and spiritually, and that we will walk with Him in righteousness. We pray to Him as those who are willing to walk in obedience and submit to His will. We're praying that we would see our need being the very basics. We not only have spiritual needs, we have physical ones. We're acknowledging our source, that He is the Lord who gives us what we need. And what about the frequency of this prayer? How often are we to ask for His help? We're to say, this day, meaning that we're to rely on Him one day at a time. We're simply asking, Father, I trust that You will give me what I need for this day. I'm content with what You give me from day to day. I'm confident that You know exactly what I need. I don't fear the future. I'm not afraid about tomorrow. I'm in Your hands. So, congregation, may we remember that He is our source and that all our physical needs are met in Him. And may the Lord continue to supply us that we might glorify His name. Amen.